USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The New York City Police Benevolent Association is unhappy with Commissioner James O'Neill's firing of Officer Danielle Panaleo. Panaleo's firing comes in response to his use of a chokehold that led to Eric Garner's death back in 2014. PBA President Pat Lynch says O'Neill's decision was embarrassing.
He decided to run to the corner that has the loudest crowd. He decided to put self-preservation first over fact.
Democratic Congresswoman Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib are addressing the travel restrictions to Israel and Palestinian territories. Michigan Congresswoman Tlaib says Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is taking advice from the president.
It is unfortunate that Prime Minister Netanyahu has apparently taken a page out of Trump's book, in even direction from Trump.
Tlaib did not offer any evidence to her claims. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Allyn for Amp Fest 19. Amp Fest 19 is the most entertaining political event and Trump Fest of the year. For any conservative who wants to be empowered and entertained, or for any Trump superfan who wants to just have a blast, if that's you, head to the Trump Doral Hotel on October 10th to 12th in sizzling, sexy Miami, Florida. Headliner speakers at Amp Fest 19 include Sarah Huckabee Sanders, Dinesh D'Souza, Charlie Kirk of the Turning Point USA, Brandon Straka of the Walkaway Movement, and of course, yours truly, Wade Allyn Root. I love that guy. But this is more than a traditional political event or Trump Love Fest. Amp Fest 19 features a Texas Hold'em poker tournament, golf tournament, comedy night, pool party, yacht party, fashion show, movie screening, Women for Trump Social, and prayer breakfast hosted by Alveda King. To register for Amp Fest 19, just go to AmericanPriority.com. That's AmericanPriority.com. It all happens October 10th to 12th at the Trump Doral in sizzling, sexy Miami. I'll see you there. AmericanPriority.com.
Speaking at an event today in Detroit, Michigan, Vice President Mike Pence is praising the U.S. economy.
The United States of America had one of the highest corporate rates in the world. But now we've lowered the corporate tax rate so that companies right here in Michigan can compete with companies and create jobs.
The Vice President continues.
The United States, Mexico, Canada agreement is completed and support in Congress is growing by the day.
The man suspected of shooting six Philadelphia police officers during an hours-long standoff is facing multiple charges of attempted murder. 36-year-old Maurice Hill is suspected of firing more than 100 rounds from guns he illegally purchased.
He has been charged with attempted murder, assault on a law enforcement officer, aggravated assault, simple assault, second-degree misdemeanor, and reckless endangerment of another person.
That's Philadelphia District Attorney Larry Krasner. Hill has had run-ins with the law for over 20 years. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Counselor to the President Kellyanne Conway tells Fox News the White House is not worried about an economic slowdown.
It's just not the way we see it. And, of course, it's nice to have the mainstream media finally covering the economy. But they only cover it when they can use Sesame's Grover word of the day, recession. Look, the fundamentals are very strong. We know that more people are working now than ever before in American history. More people off of the sidelines back into the workforce.
Representatives of more than 180 nations have begun a 12-day meeting in Switzerland to talk about protections for vulnerable species. With more, here's USA Radio Network's Wendy King.
The envoys to the World Wildlife Conference on Trade in Endangered Fauna and Flora will take up issues like the ivory trade that endangers elephants and the demand for shark fin soup that is taking a severe toll on shark populations. The envoys gather every 3 years to try to make sure that global trade doesn't put wildlife survival at risk. This one comes 3 months after the first comprehensive UN report on biodiversity, which warned that more than 1 million species of plants and animals are in danger of extinction.
And finally, the first Porsche ever designed failed to sell at an auction over the weekend. The Type 64 was expected to go for millions at an auction Saturday in California, although the $17 million that was bid was not enough to meet the minimum asking price. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.